דף עין בייס עמד בייס דה משנה. האחים שהיו אוכלן על שולחן אביהם וישנם בבותיהם. We have here a unique situation. מצד אחד, you have brothers which are eating על שולחן אביהם. So בעצם דה מוקם אכילה is one. So מצד אכילה, there wouldn't be any chiyuv for them to be ma'arif. They wouldn't oisav zeh al zeh because they're all eating by their father. Bitzad acher, the mokim ashinis v'yishenem bevoteyim. They are sleeping in different houses. So we have here a conflict between the achile and the shine. So the Mishnah says, tzrichen erev l'chol echot ve'echot. That each one has to be mishtatef in an erev. Elefichach. Therefore, if each one has to be mishtatef in an erev, im shochach echad mehem velo yirev, if one forgot and was not ma'arev, mevatel es reshusai. So he has to be mevatel his reshus in order to enable the others to carry in the chotza. Now, l'chayre, this halacha is poshet. If the mechuyev to be ma'arev, why does the Mishnah have to tell us if one wasn't ma'arev, b'shokach echem em b'la'irev mevatel es reshusay? L'chayre, this is a poshet adin. We'll see perhaps in Rashi. Eimosai, now the Mishnah continues. That's what we said, that each one has to be ma'arev bizman shemeilichin eiruven b'mokem acher, that they're moilech their erev b'mokem acher. Avalim hoya erev bo etzlon, but if the erev came to them, oy she'eini moim diyorim b'chotzer, or they are the only ones that are living in the chotzer, they and their father einon srichin la'arev. Then they don't have to be ma'arev, and let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi ha'shutvim lo'igalsine. Uzagir sa'achim ha'shutvim. וישיינים בבותיהם, והם ואביהם ואחרים דורים בחוצר אחס. So Rashi tells us the case of the Mishnah speaking about, that what the Mishnah says, that they have to be ma'arev, is speaking about that there's acherim also living in the same chotzer, so there is a chiyev erev on the chotzer. Heim ba'aviyem ba'cherem dorim b'chotzerachas. She'tzrichem erev l'chol echot ve'echot. Im roitzim la'arev im shar b'nei ha'chotzer. That means you have other b'nei ha'chotzer that are living, so if in this chotzer, so if they want to be ma'arev, each son has to be mishtatev in the erev. V'taime, and the reason for this, meforesh b'gmorev. ולפיכך אם שוכח איך הבן מבטל אס רשוסי, צריך לבטל אס רשוסי, that he shouldn't answer on the other בני החוצה. Now the Mishnah explains, אימוסי בזמן שמליכים אס עירובון, that they are מולך דה עירב לסיטוי באחד מבוטי שר בני החוצה. That means you have over here the father and two sons, Yaakov, Reuben, and Shimon, and then you have a Zaytik Mensch that's living in the Chotzer. And the Erev is put in the Zaytik Mensch's house. So then the halacha is that Yaakov, Reuben, and Shimon have to be mishtatev in the Erev. So now Rashi says along this, the hoyul v'huski ku la'erev, since there's zokuk la'erev, Omrinim bigmore migu dishar diyoirin osri, so we bald the other diyoirim asa, inu nami osri. So they also asa, utzrichen kulon litain pas. So everyone has to be mishtatev in pas, hoyil vichalukim diyoireyem beline. Since in Yesod they have different diris, beline. Rashi brings down now the maskonas of Gemara. The maskonas of Gemara is that Emerson, Mok, and Peter Goyre, if they would all eat by the father, so it would be considered that they're all living by the father. Then even though there's acherim in the chotzer, they wouldn't have to be mishtatev in the erev. But it is speaking about they're really not eating by the father. The father is just supporting them. So therefore, there's no tzir of gomel mitzad achila. And mitzad shina, there's a pirut. Each one is sleeping in their own house. So therefore, we have a halacha that if there are acherim together in the chotzer, then they also have to be mishtatev in the erev. Now let's just jump down to the last Rashi in the Mishneh, and then we'll come back to this Rashi. The last Rashi in the Mishneh is Oy Shaheini Moem Diyorim Acherim. If there's no other Diyorim in the Chotzer, Shaheim Diyorim Maskikin Oy Soleir, that means you only have the father and his two sons in the Chotzer, so then there's no Din Erev, Ein Tzorich La'arev. Ein Tzrichin La'arev. So we have the halacha is as follows. If you have the father and the two sons and someone else, then each one has to give a pas. So you have four pitas, someone else and the two sons and the father. If the someone else is not here, so there's no need of an erev in gatz. Now, what is the lumdis of this migu? So Rashi says, the hoyil vehuskiku le'erev. Amrinim b'gmore, migo d'shar d'yoyren, osri, inunami osri. So it's a very geshmak esvore. The svore is as follows. That means, this combination of achim, this is a unique combination. Mitzad echod, they're considered like yechidim, because the mekabel pras mi beis avihim. So that means if someone else would not be in the chotzer, there's no need of an erev at all. Even though there is a type of a pirut, the sheinim bebotayim, as we mentioned before, you have a pirut mitzad de shina, we have a chibul mitzad de yachila. So this is a combination, so they have dinei yechidim and dinei nifrodim. So this alone, to be mechayiv an erev, we wouldn't be mechayev an erev. They're called yechidim enough not to create a chiyev erev. We're not mechayev an erev because of this period of they sleep in different bathrooms. But if in this chotzer already there's a chiyev erev, that means there's someone else. Let's forget about them a minute. There's someone else in the father in the chotzer. So the zich have to make an erev in the chotzer already. Now the deen is, how many have to be mishtatif in the erev? Achiev erev we made already. So then we say, listen, if we made an erev already, so you also should be mishtatif in the erev already, because be'etzim there's a mocking to be mechayiv you for an erev also, because yeshenim bebotim chalukim. Aces. So this pirut is not enough to create a chiyuv, but when there is a chiyuv already, the deen is, how many have to be mishtatef? We'll say you also have to be mishtatef. L'chayre, that is the lumdis of this migu. Hayul v'huske kula erev, so we say, if you need an erev already, so you might as well be mishtatef. Perhaps, with this we can understand the rebus of the Mishnah, lefichach im shochach echad mehem le'irev mevatos reshusay, could be, one could think that this is only a lechatchila de kedin. If we see in Yesod that they have dinim of a yachid, v'arayu, when no one is there, there's no chiyev erev whatsoever, so I could think that this din, hoyul v'huskiku la'irev abrinim begmor amigud, is only a din lechatchila. Listen, we're being mad already. Liesser says you should also be mishtatev beirim, because mitzadechad you're like nefrodim also. But what if he wasn't mad? Atanishkit on the lechatchila dekedin, but could be he doesn't ask him the yevet. So the Mishnah says no. This is when there is a chiyev erev, the mechuyev behechlet to be mishtatev in the erev. So therefore, if one was sheicheyach to be mishtatev, so memele, he has to be mevatel reshusa. Avol im hoya erev kol hachotzer bo lebeis aviyem. But what is, if this combination, the father and the two children, that means they don't have to give Erev. The father doesn't have to give an Erev. Ho ya Erev kol achotza bole beisabim shloi huski kul Erev. So the father is not mechuyiv to give an Erev. Damrine mishet ziyu baishem nichem bay Erev en tzach liten asapas. Vem kulam nimshochim boi. That means, so on this rishus, on the rishus of the Av, Bonov, there wasn't, then there's not chalachiv Erev. Because since it's not being delivered to another house on the father, Bechlal is no chiyav eret. So then we don't make a bezundere chiyav on them. That would be considered we're creating a chiyav eret for them. Because mitzad, the father, there's no chiyav eret. The Chedushim Meiri says, lav davke, that they put in the father's house, that they put in one of their houses, it's also the same din. That means if mitzad, what the other person is doing, he's not being mechayiv them in Erev. He's putting the Erev, they're the bias that's holding the Erev. So we don't consider that on their reshus was chalachiyiv Erev. So then there's no chiyiv to give a ruvin mechulokim from each bias. Oy, she'ein imoim diyoyrim acherim, she'ein diyoyrim askiken oysan leirev, so there's no chiyiv Erev. And tzrichen la'arev dechi yechidim hem. Zot the Gemara, Shma mino mokem lina goyrim. From the Mishnah we see that mokem lina goyrim, that means even though the havamin of the Gemara was, the Gemara understood that really they're eating sha'oichlin al shulchan avim, this is the pashtus of the Loshna Mishnah, they're eating by the father, and they're sleeping in different houses, so you see that mokem lina is goyrim to make a chiyav eret. It is enough to make a chiyav erev al kaponim where there's the yoyrim. And we don't say that the mokim achile makes them ki yechidim legamri. Shamit mino mokim lina goyrim. Di hava yeshenim beveis aviyem. The Mishnah says, when are they mechuyev to be mishtatev? Because the yeshenim be-beis achar. The yav yeshenim be-beis aviyem afilu meilichin eruvin l'mokim achar. La'avet zrichin la'ruvi. El aviyem. V'neim et tehevet yuvte derav doma l'kama b'shmaiten mokim pita goyrim. Re'lo oichlem be-beis aviyem v'chashvin elu chalukim. We see they still have dinim chalukim even though they're completely mitzuref in the mokim achilem. Omar Rav Yehuda Marav Mekable Pras. So Rav Yehuda Marav says the Mishnah, you cannot learn the Mishnah Kepshutoi, Shaya Oichlin al Shulchan Aviyah. No Pshat is Mekable Pras Hitzor Mi Beis Aviyah. The father supports them. The Ein Oichlin al Shulchan Aimamish. So Memele, so here you don't have a complete Achila Mitzad the Ot. You only have a partial achila mitzad the yod. So mitzad the lina, the nefrodim. And the mitzad the achila, there's a ktsas chibur. So therefore, we have this pshore. That if there's the yoyrim, so we dam them ke nefrodim. And if there's no the yoyrim, we dam them ke yechidim. Zaktais was makable prashon of avopi de mokim pita velina bibotei. Fakert, they eat in their houses, they sleep in the houses. Ahani masha oichle mishel aviyem. Dim hoye erev boetzo mishimon diyei remain tzrichelarem. But this chibur helps in certain cases that they do have dine yechidim. If you don't say migo, they do have dine yechidim. The Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz asks, according to Rav, so why did the Tana say a misleading lashon? The Achim show you oichlin al shulchan aviyah. It could have said the Achim show you mekablin pras me aviyah. What's that mean? Zogen oichlin al shulchan aviyah. So the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz says a gewaldige chiddush. He wants to say that the Mishnah is telling us, and we had such a svara in Tosfos before, and that I am based on the Dalvdu Masal Moedim, that Oichlon al Shulchan Aviyim means that the Mishnah is telling us that the father sends them cooked food. that he sends them the food is cooked and baked beveis habir. The fartike food. They don't cook in their houses. They serve it in their houses. So that's called oichlin al shulchan avim. If the father would send them money or raw food, that wouldn't be considered oichlin al shulchan avim. He says the chibur is that's the oichlin. That means the shame oichl. The making it roi lachila is mishulchan avim. That is mechaber them. That's what the Tesla Bein Peret says. He wants to say that's a ray. We hear this svara. Dri also said if you have a malamed in your house, and he eats in his room and he sleeps in his room, but he cooks in the house together, that's also a mechaber. That was a svara of Dri. So the Tesla Bein Peret says, Fakert, we have a shtikel smach to Dri from our Mishnah. That the Mishnah was Marshiv Mokim Achille and Mokim Bishul Vafiya. But the Magi and the Teisa Ben Peret says, Rashi Vais Teis Nitazoi. Rashi says, Heitzoa Mi Beis Avim. That means that he's just sending them money. They cook and they make and they buy everything by themselves. So according to Rashi is Sarik Shver, the Loshen HaMishneh. There's a gavulche, there's another machloikis between, there's a machloikis between Rashi and the Ritve. Rashi, when Rashi said pshat in the Mishnah, Rashi added a word. Rashi says, the yishenim bevoteim, they're sleeping in their houses. Rashi says, v'heim v'avim v'acherim dorim b'chotzer achas. So Rashi said a vote of him. The Ritve was medayik from Rashi. That means, again, we have here a unique combination. This chibur mitzad echad and pirud mitzad acher. But the father is mechaber. So Rashi held. When is the father mechaber? If they're in the same chotzer with the father. So then the father is mechaber. But what would be if they live in a different chotzer? They're living in a different chotzer. And someone will, these two are living in a different chotzer alone. Without anybody else. Is there a chiyuv eirev on them? They eat in two separate houses, they sleep in two separate houses, but the father sends each one a check once a month. What will the halacha be? So the Ritva is medayik from the Loshen of Rashi, if they're in a different chotzer with the father, so they're upgetailed from the father, and then they'll have to make pazundere erevin. That's why Rashi said it, and the Ritva wants to say nitazoi. The Ritva wants to say that the Mishnah didn't mention this tonight. The Mishnah just said the davar hamechaber is oichel mal shulchan avim, and that's sufficient. Same chotzer, different chotzer, there's no difference. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tonu Rabbono, mi sheyesh loy beishar achsadre mapeset bechotzer chaveiro. A person is living in a beishar, hareize, a fellow is living, hareize einay oiser olof. He does not answer because these are not mekoymes that are royal dire, so it's gone. So Taisa says, I feel he lives there, it's also gomish. Beis ha-teven, beis ha-boko, beis ha-eitzim, beis ha-oitzreis, ha-reize oiser olof. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, einoi oiser. Elo mokem dira bilvad. We have here machloikes Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama. The Tanakama holds that a beis ha-boko assos. And Rabbi Yehuda says, "Eini oisel lemokim dire," only a place where he's living. So al kochoch, this beis habokol is speaking about that he's not living there. That's for sure. Beis habokol, he's not living there. Ba'afal piket etanikama asos. Now there's a machloikis. What the svara of the Tanakama is? Taisim is weiter da pehei amad bei says that the Tanakama says. You don't need that he should live there. You don't need the bias that he's living. But you need there should be teven. You should need there should be boka on the beis haboka. That means that's also a type of a dire. There's a dire where he eats, where he sleeps, and there's a dire of oitzel. There's a dire of beis haboka. You'll have an empty beis haboka. It's garnished mit garnished. That's how Taisra says. The Lashon HaMe'iri, Moltab is Eisgewissen, the Meiri says, as long as it's a bias haruya ledire, That's the criteria according to the Tanakhama. Beis Habakkuk is very difficult to picture this, that it's Roy Ledira, but that's what the Chiddush Amiri seems to say. That if it's a bias, it's Roy Ledira Asos. But Aliba de Kula Alma Dira Mepoil Yezicha don't need in these Mekoimis. Shows if you need Boko and Tevin there. And Rabbi Yehuda says you need Mokoim Dira. He has to live there. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Maise beben Nafche, Shehoi Eloi Chomish Chatzeres Beushe. Ubo Maise Lefnei Chachomim Vomru Einei Oise Ela Beis Dira Bovat. So it seems in the Chomish Chatzeres he had Batim there. And he didn't answer. Because you need mokim dire. Frag de gemore beis dire salke daitoch. According to it doesn't stimm. Because weist ois beis dire means bias a royale dire. Until he doesn't live there. And that's not true according to Rabbi Yehuda. You need a beis dire. Ela eimo mokim dire. You need a mokim dire taas. Mai mokim dire. Rab Omar Mokim Pita Ushmul Omar Mokim Line. Zogt Rashi Mokim Pita Shohu Oichel Shom. And then Shmul says Mokim Line. Zogt Oisvis Mishe Yeshloi Beishar Einoi Oisa Olam. Afal Pisha Dorim Boy. Because that's not called at all a Mokim Dirke. The Sanla Kamper Ketzim Mishtaf. If it's a beishar of a bias, it's an ancient of a bias, typically mission bias to sub nechots avo pishin dolin boy. Midi da have a beis hateven. He, just like a beis hateven, even though he doesn't live there. So from Taisus Kashub here would seem more like the Chidushi Amiri. In the Taisus da peyemid beis is a beis hateven, you have to live there. So maybe it's speaking about that they're not living in the bias. What's place with kasha? The episodes give isn't the magi and the miri beings have said different places. That would seem that if it's roy, it's roy to ledira, that's also sufficient. Speaking about that he gave his erev already, so he doesn't answer. But the one who's living in the Beishah does not have to be mishtatev. Meisvei, frekte gemora akashe. Horoyim vakayotzim vabugenin v'shemrei peres. Bizman shedarken lolin be'ir. So these were shemrei. Bizman shedarkon lolin beir. So when they slept in the ear, and Rashi says they ate also in the ear. Harei ein ka'anshei ha'ir. And you measure the tchum is from the ear. Bizman shedarkon lolin besode. So, but what is if the lin is besode, even though they go into the ear to eat? Yesh lamapayim l'chol ruach. So then, they're not considered ka'anshei ha'ir. They're considered like the dir is b'mokim lina. So here we have over here, again, we have conflicting diris. They're lon besode and they're oichol be'ir. Ba'afal pikein it says that the erev, the tchum is, you made it from the sode. And for the Gemara, Hosom Anan Sadi, Vimamti Lohu Rifta Hosom Tvei Nechelohu. So the Gemara answers as follows, that Mokim Pita does not mean the place where they bepoil eat. Mokim Pita means the place where they would prefer to eat. So Memele, so the Gemara means to say like this, their Mokim Pita is preferably in the soda, they love to eat it. They have to go in special to eat in the shtot. No pshat is they don't have the facilities. They don't have a refrigerator in the gas range. In the soda, some amela, they have to go in to eat. They have chamim. That this food shouldn't spoil. But that doesn't make, that's not their mokim pita. The situation forces them to go in to eat. But preferably, their mokim pita is in the soda. So if that is their mokim pita, and if someone could be mamzi them, so they should eat in the soda, they'd get and eat in the soda, so a male, that is called mokim pita. Zot Rashi, kayotzim shoim reitainim ashtuchim besoda liyav sham lektzis. Bizman shedarkon lolin beir. Bemokim shoichlin. The ifter lon in the oichlin deir. Ah, for pishikidish alayim hayoim besoda. Even though they were besoda bishashikidishlam hayoim, yeshlam in ira paim lechol ruach. Bechol hayir lahen kedalid amis. Because they're called, the Mokim Shvisa was the year. Bizman Shedalka Lolim Besode, Afal Pisha Oichlam Beir, Ein Moidedim Lahen Elomina Sode. So we see that what? That there, Mokim Shvisa is the Mokim Line, Achigasine, Dimam Telo Rifte Lohosam Tvei Nechelo. Hoyel Utsrichin Lishmer, since they have to be there, Shayeshenim Sham Kol Olaylo, so they would prefer eating in the soda, so that is considered their mokim pita. Oma Rav Yosef leishmiya li hoshmaite. Rav Yosef said, this memre that Rav says mokim pita iker, I never heard it. So Trashi, leishmiya li hoshmaite, da Oma Rav mokim pita goyre. Rav Yosef cholo v'shochach talmudoi. How could you tell us that you never heard Rav's memre at Amrit Nelon? You told us Rav's memre. The Mokim Pita Iker. Baho Amrit Nelon, and our Mishnah. Ha'achim shoyu oichlen al shulchan avim. V'yishenim bivoteim. Tzrichen eirev lechol echad ve'echad. Omrin eloch. So we said to you, Shema mino mikoim lina goyrem. Yeah, because if Mekayim Pita would be Goyrim, so they wouldn't need a Nevel Chol Echad Vechad. Amat Lon Alon, Amar Abiyud Amar Rav, Mekablei Pras, Shor. They're speaking about the Mekablei Pras. Tana Rabo. Mi sheyesh loy chomeish noshim Mekablei Pras mi baleim. You have five noshim, which are Mekablei Pras mi baleim. Stoma Diba Bohoive. That if you have chamish noshim, they all don't need by him. You need even al kaponim before the chen d'rabbein gershim al kaponim. You have to make sure that there should be some shalom. So if some each one used to eat by him 1 week of al kaponim, the others were mekablis pras. Mishi esh chamish noshim mekablis pras mi balei. V'chamisha avodim mekablim pras me rabbeim. So the Shaila is, again, they sleep someplace else, but the Mekabel Pras mi Baleim and mi Rabeim. Is Rabbi Yehuda ben Seiro Matir Benoshim Ba'oiser Ba'avod? Rabbi Yehuda ben Seiro holds that we consider them one only by Noshim. Ba'avodim, they're not considered one. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove Matir Ba'avodim Bo'isel Benoshim. He holds Faker, that Dafke Ba'avodim they considered one and not by Noshim. So Rashi says, let us see Rashi, Mekablois Pras, V'chol Achas Yesh Lo Diro Levado Imoy Bechotzer, again Imoy Bechotzer, Oisel Ba'avodim, She'ein Nimshochim Achrof. That they're not Nimshochim Achrof. The Ritva says, the Svore of Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire, that holds that Noshim are better than Avodim, so the Ritva, Vavtaraina Pusvos. He says, number one, there's a Svore of Ishtai Kigufoi. So Memele, so since he's one, and they're his wives, so Memele, so they become united that way. And so they're considered in Yesod, since the Mekabel Pras Mimenu, so they're considered there by him. then one doesn't asa on the other again shehabal mitzarfon. That means they're considered like him and they don't asa one on the other. Then the Ritva Vavtarayin Avot, he says, just like we find in Hilchus Yibn, bi osa ichiloi tzosa shal achas mem peiteres tzorosa. A very interesting tzushtel. He says, in Hilchus Yibum, if you have five wives, you don't have to be miyabim all five, you miyabim one. And that patters the bias. So you see, it's considered one bias. So memele, by Noshim it is considered that they are one entity, al kaponim mitzad, that he is mekablis pras mi baleim. Then the halacha will be, if there won't be diyorin in the chotzer, they won't be mechuyev to be ma'arev. Avo by avodim lo shayich kulu hai bosu odoy. They're not united through the odoyim. So memela, they're separate people. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Bova holds, there's a fakertas for it. Avodim is kikisayim. It's like his rechush. So memela, that gufa unites them. That they all belong to him. Mashainkein ishtoi is fakertas, not kirechushoi. So that what it is, his rechush, that unites them. And then the Ritva is Messiahim as follows. Vilomadnu mishmu aseinu. Leimahani kabolas pras elolami sheyeshlem tzad shayochis pechibo. That this kabolas pras, that what he's supporting them, that only makes them one if there is a zaitike shayches and chibo between them. Kein avu benoi. Or bal veishtoi, or bal odem veavdoi, avoloi leinish da alma. Aber samza you have an inish da alma zaitike mensch, that there's no connection between him and the one who's giving him, who's supporting him. So memele itzicha will be considered that yozicha have to, each one have to be me'arev bezunda. And with this, the Ritva wants to slug up the svar of the Ri and Dafayim Beis Amadalef. The Ri and Dafayim Beis Amadalef was speaking about if a person has a melamed bebeisoi and they cook together, or if the mekabel pras, he says, I feel like he supports this melamed. He gives them food. You don't have this chibur of Baal v'ishtoi or Ben Imoviv, or Odin Imraboy, so that alone, what he's supporting alone, is not sufficient. The time is the Ritva time is that one of the svaras of the Ri and Afayim Beis Amadalev was a person is not mashal or ishus to someone to asa him. To ask him that he says by here, or he says Mestamad, each wife didn't have their own houses. It was also Shaul Lohem. Vafal Pikein, we need now a new svare of Aisha is Ishtake Gufa, it's Nimshach Abayla. But Stamazoi, this svare, like we see on Aroiskal, that's the Ritva's Kasha. That's my soul. Someone wants to be Mechalik. That could be there's a difference, because here it's speaking about their different houses, and there it's speaking about he was Mashal Acheder in his house. So Mamela could be there's a svore, this svore in order Mashalem Rishusay Lesser Olo. This only applies if this is you're living with me together in my house. So there's such a svore. Here their different houses could be Pasnish their svore. Al Kaponim, we have here Amachloikis Tanoim, which is a greater Hamshacha Vechibo, Isha Eitzel Baila, or an Eved Eitzel Rabbi. Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira, Matir Benosh Vaisa Bavodim, Rabbi Yudah ben Bove, Matir Bavodim Vaisa Benosh. Omar Rav, my time with Rabbi Yudah ben Bove, what's the svar of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove that there's a kesher and hamshocha between a eved l'rabboi? The chsiv v'doniel. the Daniel Bisra Malka. Daniel was always Bisra Malka. That means Daniel, wherever he was, Dalton is a Geber. That's the Mahus von Eved L'Rabboi. So Trashi Bisra Malka, Bechol Mokim Shehu, wherever he is, Choshev Lei Bisra Malka, because he's Shmeshubed to, for Sheiris to the Odin, so Memele, that makes him Bisra Malka, that unites him. Zuktoisves, the Daniel Bisra Malka, Perish Abeno Hananu, the Simonech, the Daniel Bisra Malka, they brought this posik also not only to tell a raya to the halacha, but to remember who holds what. Bovo, this is Rabbi Yehuda ben Bovo. So Bovo in Lashon HaKodesh is Shah. Tra is also Shah. Perish, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bovo, who mater bavodim, he's the one that's mater bavodim. Ubovo tra akel shah. Niri de maise kro le simin u le tam le dvorov. That le maise is bringing the posik for a simin to remember who holds what, because it's a little confusing. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bovo. And then also, it's a tam also, because if it's a simin alone, you wouldn't know if he asks or he's matas, so you don't have too much of a simin. The posik is speaking about an evid, but it doesn't say if an evid, he spoke about an evid also, doesn't say if it's mutter or osa, no, fakert. The posik is giving a tam also, that fakert, that is the sibir why an evid is not chiyav erev, because the evid is take nimshech and koruch acher rabbi. Zog the Gemara weiter. Pshite, ben eitzel oviv kidamor. Ben eitzel oviv, it will help the Kabbalah's pras. Ish eitzel bailo, ve'eved eitzel rabboi, is plukten Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bovo. Talmud eitzel rabboi, what a loche will be a Talmud eitzel rabboi. Toshma, Asmer, the Teisel ben Peret says, that the shteiger was that the rabbi used to support the Talmud. Toshma, the Rav, by Rabbi Chiya, Omar, Einonu Tzrichem La'arev, Shrei Onu Soimchem al Shulchonei Shal Rab Chiya. Rab Chiya by Rabbi Yom, Einonu Tzrichem La'arev, Shrei Onu Soimchem al Shulchonei Shal Rabbi. So Trashi, Talmud Eitzel Rabbi, Dor Imoi Bechotzer, Umekabu Pras Imenu Maim. Again, Dor Imoi Bechotzer. The Rav by Rab Chiya, Shrei Mekabu Pras Mi by Rab Chiya. Zuck the Gemara weiter. Boi minei abaye mirabe. Chamishe shegovu eseirubon. Shemelichen eseirubon lemokim acher. That they, chamishe wagoive eseirubon. And now, haste so and chod, they all lived. The chamishe batim and chotzer aleph. And they all put the erev and chotzer aleph. Shemelichen eseirubon lemokim acher. Now, one of these chamishe took his own pass, and he wants to put it into chotzer beis. Erev echad lekulon, oitzrichen erev lechol echad ve'echad, and yesterday we spoke at the chazenish, they're mechuber in chotzer aleph, but now one of them goes and puts his pass in chotzer beis. In order for them to be considered the Dorim and Chotzer Beis, you need the Chibur of Chotzer Aleph, which is in the five Peters on Chotzer Aleph. They didn't move from Chotzer Aleph. So can his pass in Chotzer Beis, which is not Mezake them, is that sufficient to consider them, as the Chazanish says, the Chibur we see in Chotzer Aleph, and we consider the Dorim and Chotzer Beis. Other Epshenein. In order for them to be considered Dorim and Chotzer Beis, you need five of their Peters and Chotzer Beis. That was the Shaila. Omale, so Abaye answered them, Erev Echad Lekula. That fakert, until one is sufficient. Say yes, then Va'achim Dechigobu Domim. Achim is speaking about Dechigobu Domim. Let's look at our Mishneh. Our Mishneh is speaking about that they don't need an Erev between themselves. They're united in their Chotzer. Uktani tzrichen eirev lechol echad v'yechad. Vafal pikein, it says, kshemaylichin, tzrichen eirev lechol echad l'echad. So they need an Erev l'chol echad v'echad. So you see from our mission that they need five Erevin. Yeah. Waren de gigavu domi yuktan yitzich an Erev l'chol echad v'echad. And for the Gemara, chabai eskine, kagoyin de ikad de yoyrin ba'adai. The mission is speaking about it, the yoyrin together with them. The migu da hani osri, hani nami osri. Chinami mistavre, diktoni, emesai, bizman, shemilichon, aseiruvon, bemokem, ache. Avo, imhoi, aeruvon, bo etzlom, oishen, diyor, mimon, bemohotzer, in tzrichen, laarik. Shma, mino. Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Lemokem, ache, lochotzer, achetz. Aces. Shemelichen eseiruvon lemokem ache lechotzer achere. So what is the dit? You need five or one. So Trashi Abayu leshmile yahimas nisa desanya leel. Abayu did not know the beraisa, but we learned heisha gobu eseiruvon. That's why the dit says klo. Inami shmile mi boy lehilches emai mishum dakim nala beplukta. There was we said there's a machloikis in this. Like a man, that everyone holds that they have to go and give five. So what's the, so yes, what's the law? For achen de masnisen ki govu es eruven domi, dohoktoni im ein im moem diyoirim, ein tzrichen la'aref. The Seife is speaking about, you see that they're one, because if there's no diyoirim, ein tzrichen la'aref, there's no need to be ma'aref in the chotzer. And for the Gemara, hoche be mayaskin and the ike de yoyren bahadayu, umeilichin de masnisen afilu bechotze shalahem koma, shema'arvim im de yoyren sheimohem. So, akaponim from Rashi, the while we see, it seems that there was a machloikis how to learn pshat in the Mishnah. It seems that Abaye had learned pshat in the Mishnah that they have to, you need five Erevin when they go to a Chotzer Acheres. That's what he saw in the Mishnah. Ki govu es Eruvin domi, doktorim ene moim diyoirim en tzrichel la'arif, hochi b'mayeskin in the Eko. See, what arrived from the Mishnah, that they have to go, and when they go to a Chotzer Acheres, they have to give five Erevin. So, ma'eskin edike de yoyrim ba'adayu. Umeilichin de masnisin, afilu b'chotzer shalem koma. Shema'arvim im de yoyrim sheimoim, that they're ma'arv with de yoyrim with them, and it's speaking about the same chotzer. De migu dahani osri, viskiku la'irit. So again, Rashi says, the lomdis of migu. Since, because of the others, there's a tzoyrich for eirit, that means, because of the Acherim, now the father will also have to give an Erev. Haninami Yosri Yishalochim. So you also have to be Mishtatav Erev. If there is a Chiyav Erev already, Yemon from each one. Avo Shteichat Seiris. U Pesach Beinayim. V'govu Eilu Eruvan La'atzmon. V'hutrochat Seiron. V'eilu La'atzmon Hutunchat Seiron. Oy Shedorim Ba'aches Mem Ov Ubonov V'loi Diyoirim Acherim. But, so Mameli says like this. Our Mishnah is speaking about that they have to be mishtatev in the Erev because there was chalachi of Erev in their chotzer because of the diyorim achayrim. So Mameli, so since the diyorim created a chi of Erev, then they also have to be mishtatev in the Erev. But in your case, when they were ma'arev in one chotzer, And now they want to go and live in another chotzer. But la'arev zuim zu. Hoyul ve'ein oyser aleim. Sits in the chotzer where they are living. there's no oiser. Vileka migu, so mamela, since in their chotzer, they are one. They are one. Hastis, let's see, the achim are one. Is echod, so mamela, echod nasa shliach lekulam. So then, echod nasa shliach lekulam. Deikonami, the time in Mishumigu, that the whole reason that they have to, each one has to give is only Altsmigu. Diktoni oyshe eini mohem, oyesh imohem, the last bog in the Mishnah was, oyshe eini mohem di yoyrim bechotzer, einam tzrichen laharet. Oyesh imohem di kemigu tzrichen. Then they do have to be married. The time of the reisha mishum the yoyrin hu. The time of the reisha is out the yoyrin. I think the difference between the havamina of Abaye and what Rabbi answered him is as follows. Rabbi answered him that we see, Rabbi answered him that he's learning wrong pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah that says, Achim shaya oichlen al shulchan aviyem, tzrichen erev l'chol echad l'echad, is speaking about that chotzer. That was the hoche b'mayis kindes yikoyim amalichin de mesnisen afilu b'chotzer shalem. That they have to give b'chotzer shalem and al tzmigu. Vais tachois, Abaye did not learn pshat al tzmigu. So how did Abaye learn? Abaye did not know the svar of migu. So how did Abaye learn pshat? Abaye learn pshat, tachsach mir as follows. Let us see the mission. Ha'achim sh'oyu oichlin al shulchan aviyem b'yishenim b'boteyem tzrichim erev l'chol echad ve'echad. Tzrichim erev l'chol echad ve'echad means as follows. That if they want to go to another chotzer, in another chotzer, here they're one. In this chotzer, they're united. But if they want to go to another chotzer, each one has to go and give an eirev. And that's Gabi themselves that are united, Gabi another chotzer, that each one has to be mishtat. That what it says in the Seif and the Mishnah, Aval Ihoya Eirev Bo Etzel Nesheni Moam De Yoyrim Bechotzer Ein Tzrichen La'aret. Need of eirev at all. Va'afal pikein, if they want to live in another chotzer, they have to be mishtatef in an eirev. That's how Abaye understood pshat in the Mishnah. Abaye saw in our Mishnah that achim that don't need an eirev by themselves, if they go to another chotzer, they do need an eirev. So that what it says in the Sefer, einam tzrichem la'arev, is speaking about in their chotzer. But in the going to another, there's no necessity to ma'arev at all. V'afal pikein, if they go to another chotzer, then there'll be a necessity to be ma'arev. That's how Abaye learned pshat in the Mishnah. And Rabbi answered him, no. The Mishnah is speaking about in the same chotzer. In the same chotzer, the yoyrim create a chiyev erev on each one as the svara of migu. Zog the Gemara weiter. Boi minei rav chiyev bar ovin merav sheishes, b'nei b'rav da ochli namo bebage. The ishpize, the mokim achila was in the bike, for also ubaisi b'beirav. And but they slept by the Beirav, by the Beis Medrash. Ki meshchinen lo tchume, when you cheshben the tchum, mi Beirav meshchinen lo, oi mi Bage meshchinen lo. Do you cheshben the mokim achile, or do you cheshben the mokim line? Omalei meshchinen mi Beirav. Meshchinen mi Beirav. So let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, bebage beis ushpize bebike, bebeisi lonim bebeira beis emedrish, beseich alpayim amu. So he told him, b'nei ונרב דאוכלי נאמה בבאגה, ואוסו ובייסי בבירב. כי משכינו לו תחום מרב משכינו לו, דו יוחש בן פום דבירב, אוי מבאגה משכינו לו. אמר לי, so he told them, משכינן מבירב. So what is your husband with the mokum linis? Frag the gemore vareinois in a seruvay besoich al paayim amal. All the time when a person has an eirev, and he puts his eirev besoich al paayim amal. Va'ose yubayis bebeise, and he goes in his lawn bebeise, the mashchina leitchume me eruvay. Where do your husband? That means his pass is one place, and he's long in another place. So the whole yesod of Erev is that you measure the trum where the mokim Erev is. You don't cheshbon where the mokim Halina is. And here you're telling me you cheshbon where the mokim Halina is, even though the Ashpiza is in the Bikir. So the Gemara answered, Bahu anan sadi, ubahod anan sadi. Bahu anan sadi, the mizdalei hosom neichalei. That over here, when a person puts his eirev, he puts his eirev less than 2,000 ames from his ear. So if he'd be able to live here, he'd zicha be nichalei, because he wants to go in that direction tomorrow. The whole reason he goes back to the city is because he doesn't have any place where to live here. But if they have a dir here, he'd zicha be tzufriden. So memele, so this is called, even though bepoil it's not his mokim dira, but he would prefer that this mokim should be his dira. So memele, so that is sufficient. Ubehodo anansadi di maisel oriftel beirav nichelutvei. Over here, by the Talmidim, if they'd be able to get food by the beirav, they'd zichen be nichel. So memele, so that's called their mokim dira. Sagt Rashi, Bebage beis u spise bebike, beis elone, bebeira beis amedrish u psech apayim amu, mi bage meschine lu apayim locha ruach, volei mi beira vda bosa, pitas lina, naidu mamokim lina goyrem, so jense bu anan sadi, hoil bu zorech leches moch, bayan erev, since tomorrow he has to go lo isei ruach, yihavale halayla hazeh, beis dira lolem, bamokim erev, tvei avanichale, so each one you look where the preferable mokim adira would be. So the Gemara weiter. Boy Rami bar Chome mirav Chizda, Ovu bnoi, Rav v'talmidoi, ki rabim domi, oi ki yechidim domi. Tzrichim eirov, oi ein tzrichim eirov. Mavishlam nita balachi bekaira, ein nita balachi bekaira. Omalait nisu ova bnoi harava talmida bizman shenimom diyorim arem ki yechidim. That's on your first kasha. Vein tzrichin la'arev. That's on your second kasha. Mavishlam nita balachi bekaira. That's on your third kasha. Let us see Rashi. Ho'ov ubnoi harava talmida kerabim domi. Le'inyin, so Rashi says, Pshara, they're speaking about Shtei Chatzeres, Zul ifnim mizu. Udrises regel hapnimis alachitzoin. Asnabe masnisin, imhoyu shal yechidim, sheyochid do bepnimis, dahave regel amoteres bimkoima, eina oisere shaloi bimkoima. Does nasa shaloi bimkoima. Ve'im shal rabi, v'loi irvo pnimis latzma, dahave regel asura bimkoima, so yes, the kasha tzrichen erev b'shein di yoyrem acherem imoem. So you have all b'noi rav and talmidei, they want the pnimis. Are they considered rabim or yechidim? Do they need an erev? Don't they need an erev? Niter belechi v'koire. The kaimolon ein movi niter belechi v'koire. Achi batim v'chatzeres psuchim l'soichoi. You need two chatzeres and two batim. V'im timtze loimer, that hani ki yechidim domel, that o'ov b'noi is called yechidim, hoche, mich, what'll be the din, mich ha'shvinin, shtei chatzeres, ache shel o, v'ache shel ben, kechode chotze, That means the third shaila is a very lumdish shaila. That means when it comes to Hilchis Erevin, you tell me it's considered one big chotzah. It's one big chotzah. So memele, can we consider that Lagabi, the heter of a movi with a lechi bekoire, you need shtei chatzeres? So memele, do we say Lagabi, heter movi, it's considered shtei chatzeres, Lagabi Hilchis Erevin, it's considered one big chotzah, or don't it? So he answered, yeah, a movi shlam nitzim belechi bekoire, arev chatzeres. ואף אגב דה אין צריכן לערב חצרס מכל מוקם פסוכה שלוי. אף גם צריכן לערב חצרס מכל מוקם פסוכה שלוי יפתו חצרס which are פסוכה שלוי. Let us see Tosfos. בואי מיני אביי מרבך חמישה שגובה עירובה. ואף אגב דה אביי יודה לברייסה דלל. Tosfos רשי יש את הקשה, but Tosfos brings the besayfeg mishitzu a porich mnei l'rabba da koma lei lidoch kosher l'shmul kosher gabi eire mishum kinyin lei shol kan l'rabba ela kadeh l'akshloi mimas nisn. He was only using this as a springboard. That means he knew the b'raisa, that the b'raisa says eire vecha l'kulom. The Mishnah seems to say nitaz. Ke rabim domim oi ke yechidim domim perish bekuntris l'nyim beiz chatzeres Zulif Nimizu, this number is safe pirkin. Vimho Yushal Yechidim, ain't schichen laarei. Mi boile im avo benoi dorim bepnimi, sechshivik Yechidim oikera. Taimalari. The masnishin shaminilo, the muchacho, the ain avo benoi oisrim zelze. Vekivin, and the state in the Mishnah. You don't need a baraisa. Vekivin le osri, mkein avo le regal. Amo teres bim koima, veinei seres shalai bim koima. The heat time, that is the time the yechidim ain't zrichen laarev. It's not two dinim. He says, yechidim shadis, it's a regal amo teres bim koima. Now, Mishnah, it says, that they don't have to be ma'arev. Some are meiles, so you can figure out everything from the Mishnah. V'yishloima emphatois was the mekable pras mi boile. His shaila was as follows. Does Mekable Pras make them like they're one with the Father or not? What's the Shaila? Mesavkele, how do you learn Shat in the Mishnah? Imas Nisan Bismuchin al Shulchan Aviyah Mamish. Do you take the Mishnah Kipshute Shay Oichlan al Shulchan Aviyah means Mamish that was Smuchin al Shulchan Aviyah? Vahosamudain Srichin La'arib, Shenimom Diyarim, Bahanik Tzas Masha Smuchin Bepas. Afogav the Mokim Lina Gayrim. That's pshat, that the only thing that can unite them is only oichlin bepoil. Avo mikable pras, afo gav, the eini mom diyoirim, tzrichin laare. Mikable pras is not enough. Oidulma masnisim mikable pras, kidikim nera, tamahosa mokim pita goirim. So memele, that was the shaila. Umaisi raya mibraise, Testama ovo bnoya rabe talmidoi mekablei pras nino. Kiven the yeshenim de betaim eicha de leiktoni. Since the yeshenim be betaim some estama they eat also there. Aba eicha de leiktoni behed ya oichun al shulchan abiyo. So memele so the Tosfos at eingelernt in the Gemara amoyre de kipshat. His the shaila of the Gemara was. What is pshat in the Mishnah if it's oichlan al shulchan avim? Does it mean mamish oichlan al shulchan avim or mekable pras? And he brought a raya, avo b'noi arava talmidei bizman she'ein imoim deyoyrim areim ki yechidim, stam avo b'noi arava talmidei is mekable pras, if the yeshenim b'mokim acher, v'afal piken ein tzrichen la'arev. Zuktach Tosfos, umiyu loy mashma klal loy makay. Abol Tosfos says it's a beautiful pshat, abol sazoy oisim veinik. In the Gemara, the whole shaila, in the whole eichoch of the Gemara is mamish oisim veinik. Not, you don't have anything in the Gemara, not the shaila, and not the tshuva. Tafayim betosfos, vetim tzadachas, to find out what's pshat in the shaila and the tshuva. So therefore, Tosfos doesn't like this. A different child. The Gemara is calling a different child. That you have one movi. That's Avu B'nai Rabbi Talmidai. The bottom of the Chatzayri Shalem Suchim L'movi. וכיוון שכל המובי שלהם לאוב ובנוי רב ותלמידי דבות מרצר שלהם פסוכים למובי, וכיוון שכל המובי שלהם since the whole movie is this משתקח אז תוירס ערב. That is the shaila. So memeila, if you have a whole movi and there are two chatzeres, so memeila the shaila is, are we afraid that mishtakach teiris eire? All the time, he says, our mission is speaking about the all living in one chatz. So memeila, so from this movi, there's no shikris teiris eire, there's no diorim in this chatz, because Akaponim and the other Chatzairis, they'll be making a Reuven. But here we're speaking about we have one Movi and two Chatzairis. So here there's a Svara to say that there should be a Chiev Erev, Shleitish Takach Teiris Erev. In Kiboy Neili Nami Dim Tim Salai Main Tzrichin La Arev, Movi Shlam Nita Belechi Bekoira Eloi, does it have a din of two Chatzairis or one Chatzairis? So mitzad echad, we see from this Tosfos, we had mentioned the Machlokes, the Ritve, and Rashi, if they're both living, if they're living in a different chotzer, if they can be united to that, that the father is nice in lahem pras. So, al koponim, from Taisvus Lachayre, you see that even though it's a different chotzer, they are united. Mitzadechad, you see that Idlorm Shat, the Mishnah speaking about that, the same chotzer. So therefore, there's no like Tishtakach Teiris Erev. But he's claiming Gashav, they're in a different chotzer. So vice is Meiker Adin, the father can be united with the Bonim, al Yedei that he's Noisim Lempras. So the shaila was, maybe there should be a chiyav erev al shalai tishtakach teres erev.